Our Place, episode 509.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How are you doing? We're all right, I think, aren't we?
I think so, yes. I think we are.
I think we sound really good today. I'm doing this on different headphones. Stay tuned to find out a bit more later. And we might even get a song from someone well-known, might we, Angie? And
well known to a lot of us. I don't know about everyone on this podcast.
But let's see. You never know. We'll see what sort of mood she's in. We'll find out later on. Stay tuned to Our Place. And so, yeah, we're okay. 2 weeks ago we did a podcast, didn't we, Angie?
I think it was 2 weeks.
It seems very busy. We've been to exhibitions both weeks, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, you've been to... Yes, indeed. 2 weeks... Oh, you mentioned you were going to the...
We went to Folkestone on Thursday, just gone. And before that...
Wednesday, wasn't it?
Was that Wednesday? Yeah.
Before that, it was the Aegeus Bowl.
The Aegeus Bowl.
That was the following Wednesday. The previous Wednesday, I should say.
Yeah. Went to that. Both exhibitions were good. And we'd never done the Folkestone one before, I don't think. But
I think this is a good time to say that for those that are in the area, you are going to the open site in Basingstoke.
We are. That's next Friday, the 20th.
Yes. Yeah. So those that are in the know.
Yep. So if, as Emma says on our Facebook page, pop and say hello.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're in the area, we'd be glad to see you. And show you all kinds of new gadgets.
Indeed.
Getting more new gadgets all the time. And we're happy to show you them. Right. And so what else has been going on? We've gone through the exhibitions, really.
Yes. I'd like to comment first, can I, on Carla's...
Yeah.
Like she said, she prefers to use the machines inside. Yes. To be honest, it's almost come too little too late for me, because I get most of my money out now in the post office. So all the accessible machines, I mean, I'm not saying it's too late, because there could come a time when I need them. I walk to my local post office, because of course now a lot of banks, if not most, I don't know if there are any that still don't, but you can go in and put your debit card in a machine and get money out, can't you?
Yep.
And of course I tend to do that, and of course they will give it me in whatever I ask them for. Of course you don't have the restrictions. Years ago I used to use a machine way before this came out. You and I, didn't we?
Yep.
We had it written all down how it worked. It didn't speak, and then something changed in it, and we couldn't use it. The timings were wrong.
Yeah.
Because we used to have to leave it so long, and I don't know what they did to it.
Mm.
So then I would go in the bank and get, and that's what, if I'm in the town, I walk in the bank to get my money, or go up to the counter. They do have a talking machine outside. I ought to go along with headphones one day. I'm always in too much of a hurry, I suppose, or thinking I want to get back home, which is not clever, because they are a good thing, but I wouldn't want to use that one so much, because Carla, I agree with you, I don't feel so safe outside. The one we used to use was outside, but I think I felt safer and more confident back then. I think now I'm more cautious. I always felt a little bit worried then, but that was more in case I got it wrong and the card got chewed up,
and there are
not
several
because of not because of theft.
There are several shops also that do cashback.
Yeah, I used that
again.
Once I got a debit card. See, this was in the day I started, before there were debit cards.
Mm.
But I think what I mainly want to say is that's one of the most useful apps I've heard about in a long while. I think it's brilliant that you can find your ATMs, are they free? Do you have to pay?
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. I didn't even know you could have a choice of whether you could get £5 notes out of them or not. That's a new one on me. I thoroughly enjoyed that, Carla. Thank you very much. I did. It was
we both enjoyed that.
And I'm glad to know they certainly sound, I don't know if they all work similarly, but yours sounded very straightforward that you used.
Yeah.
It certainly talked you through everything. I thought that was very good. And as I say, I still haven't used one yet. Mm. I haven't used that one outside my bank. And wouldn't really like to, where I have a choice not to. I'd want someone with me. These days, you just hear too much about theft. And it does bother. It's scary. Yeah. Yes, it can happen inside the bank, but you do have more chance, more people around. I just feel safer. I agree. Mm. I do feel safer.
Yep.
But I'm glad the choices are there. It's a good, great app.
Good demo. Thank you, Carla.
Absolutely.
Excellent demo. Thank you, as ever. I just want to say while I remember as well, thank you, Clive, for coming to see us with Moray.
Oh, yes.
We saw Clive and Moray. Well, Angie didn't, but I did, and Emma did. We saw Clive and Moray at Folkestone.
And you tell me they sent best wishes to me, didn't they?
And they did, indeed.
So I would like to send my best wishes back.
We can do that, absolutely, yeah.
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
It is at times like this when I think, you know, I'd like to be, when I know somebody's coming, I like to meet people, but of course I've never met either of you two, have I, Clive?
No.
I've never met either.
No.
Of course, I miss out a bit there, but yes. Mm. But yes, best wishes to you both. And long live and prosper, as Spock said, didn't he?
Indeed, absolutely. Yep.
What else can I say?
And thank you for your business, Clive, as ever, for buying the Capsis and Smart Vision 2. And I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, yes, you'll have to come on the podcast and tell us, won't you?
How you get on with it, yeah.
Tell everyone.
Yeah.
How you like it, what you don't like, what you do like. Yeah, we want to hear all that, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I haven't heard your dulcets for some time, so...
No. We were talking about that at the exhibition, because I was saying I remember the recording Clive did in the snow.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I did one as well, didn't I? We were all doing these snow casts.
Snow casts, yes.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? God, we've had a lot of fun, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah.
So come on, Clive, can I have your dulcets? Have you got anything to tell us?
Other than that, what have we been up to, Angie? Not a lot, really. We haven't had much time. We've had to prepare for all these exhibitions, work-wise, I mean.
But you got an email about some speakers, that's right.
Multi-room speakers called, the email said, come together with multi-room. I thought that was clever because obviously come together is a Beatles track.
Yes.
You know, so that's clever play on words. It's like I had another clever play on words yesterday. I had an email from Shop Elvis, which is where I buy a lot of my Elvis albums, and it said the clock is striking 13. And because it was Friday the 13th, and of course Elvis sang that in I've Got to Know, the song.
That's right.
He sang the clock is striking 13. So, yeah, so all these play on words that people use. But the Marshall headphones advert was come together, and it was a multi-room speaker system. And again, it sounds another good system, quite a good system. I don't trust the accessibility of their app because I've seen how their phone is, the Marshall London, and they didn't really understand accessibility.
A bit different to a phone, isn't it?
Yeah, but the apps for the phone had unlabeled buttons everywhere and things like that. So
at least in Android, there's a possibility of changing that yourself sometimes. Yeah. It doesn't always do it.
No, but you can at least do that.
You can
in iOS as well, by the way.
Yes, you can. But again, there's probably still situations where...
The difference, though, is with Android, you can share the labels with other people.
Yes. Which is quite nice.
Which is really good.
So anyway, although we didn't buy a speaker, I just stumbled on their headphones.
Yeah,
because
they are called Marshall headphones, aren't they? The company.
And I went looking at those because while I was looking at this stuff, I will. And there's a few pairs, but I looked at the Major 2, Major II.
Major 2.
Roman numerals, if anyone's
interested. We'll have a link to them on the show notes.
I thought, these would be quite nice for my iPhone, I think, because my Sennheisers will pair to two things, but when I want to go back to the Android, you have to go to a bit of trouble. You have to go reconnect back. It seemed to switch to the iPhone, but it didn't want to switch back to it. It's probably because my Android's quite old now. I don't know if that's the reason. I have heard other people having similar issues with Bluetooth devices as well as me. I just stumbled on that by accident in an email list, I think. And I thought, I've been there, done that. And so I thought these would be quite... they've got up to 30-hour battery life, depending, of course, on your volume level. But they certainly have.
Well, I've been using them quite a lot.
You've used them a lot in bed, haven't you?
Yeah, with podcasts. Mm. And they haven't run out of battery on me yet. And I've had them for a couple of weeks, really, haven't I?
Yeah, I played a podcast and some music that I usually test things on.
And these are the cheapest ones, aren't
they? These are the cheapest ones, which is why I went for them, because they're the lightest weight ones.
Yeah.
They will. Don't be, just be very careful, because if you can't see much or at all, they block out a lot of sound. So really, you probably
these
want
are not,
to be sitting down listening.
These are not Bluetooth headphones for going out and about with.
Oh, no, don't go out in the street
no,
with them.
No, these are not. These are high-fidelity headphones for music, and they do block out quite a bit of sound. Yeah.
And they're Aptx. They've got this Aptx.
They've got Bluetooth Aptx. And they've got a very interesting feature where they've got a cable with them. And the Blue Tigers have this as well, by the way. The ones that we sell, the soundtracks, have this as well. They have a cable that you can plug in, and I've got it plugged in now, and you can make them wired headphones. And the wired part doesn't rely on the batteries at all, the rechargeable battery. So you're not actually using the battery when you're using wired headphones. So you can use them Bluetooth, and if they go flat, you can just plug them into a device and off you go. If that is, you've got a headphone device, because a lot of phones are removing
the
headphone device and things like that.
There are other gadgets that do, of course. You could listen to your books on your
stream and things like that.
Milestone, if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Just be aware you may not hear your doorbell.
And it does have a microphone on the head on the cable, which means that you can use them on a phone with the wired headset as well. So really, it's really flexible, isn't it?
Yes, because it says you can use them with phone calls. And that's not why I want them, though.
I
use a little earpiece in the
We use these for music, really, and sound.
Yeah, they are more for sound.
Yeah. And, of course, they're brilliant for monitoring this podcast as I'm recording.
Yeah, you're trying this today, aren't
you?
For
first time. This is the first time I've ever tried them wired.
So, of course, we had to buy two pairs of these, didn't we? You said, let's buy some.
And I've got them plugged into the Olympus 100, and they do sound really good.
Because I told you I'd looked at them, and you said,
And then I went on Amazon and found them for £84 each, instead of the
£129,
I think, that they're...
The retail
price. Yeah. So, I had to buy two of them.
Well, at that price, you can't... And they're beautiful.
They are really good. Really good.
And, of course, I suppose it's partly because it blocks a lot of sound. I heard details in one track I was playing by The Art of Noise that I've never even heard sitting in front of the stereo.
Yeah, they really are good.
And they can't be better than my stereo. I can't.
No.
Because they're Bluetooth and everything else. But it blocks out
It's other the close sound. Proximity,
yes.
isn't it? And the
I've always loved headphone listening. And as I say, I listened to the Anything Ghost podcast with him last week because he puts a lot of music in and effects in his show when he's reading. The No Sleep podcast be quite.
Yeah.
Although the sound is a bit what they call it's welcome the compression might make it sound a bit loud or I don't know or a bit funny in your head.
They've also got another very interesting feature.
I was going to say there's a lot of music in that podcast as well. Mm. Yeah.
They've also got a very nice another interesting feature that I've never seen in Bluetooth headphones, and that is that you can plug a pair of headphones directly into the Marshall headphones so that if you're playing a Bluetooth thing you can then share it with another pair of headphones with another person. They can wear a wired headset while you're listening through Bluetooth, so that's
share.
A real
we've done this
share.
In the past we do I've got a little
adapter to do it but
so we've shared headphones in the
these
past.
Headphones do it directly and they've got a cable to do it and you plug the cable in the USB socket you don't. You plug the headphones directly into the Marshall London, where you'd normally plug these headphones to wire them, to make them wired, Ange.
Yeah.
You just plug your regular set of headphones into there, and then you can both sit and listen together. It's great, isn't it?
I think it says, is it 6 hours to charge them?
About 6 hours, it reckons, to charge them. It's a huge battery, and it must be, mustn't it?
Yes, I mean...
Yeah.
It takes a while to do my Sennheisers, I think. I'm not sure how long, but it's 3 hours at least, isn't it? I think even to do.
But I love that ability to be able to share music with two people with headphones.
But I love the quality. I need to listen to more things.
You know, if you're on a car journey and you're both sitting in the back, or
you could, yeah,
you could easily share.
So long
share.
As you warn the people in front, don't talk to us because we will not hear you. We're not people. Yeah. You wouldn't hear them. Yeah. That's the only thing. You
another scenario would be in an aeroplane.
Oh yeah.
You know, you could put on your.
But then, if they make an announcement, you're not going to hear it. So it's possibly risky in an aeroplane. They might say,
yeah,
we're coming into a bit of whatever.
Yeah.
I know we usually keep your feet safe.
There are ways around that. There's an Android app called Open Mic, I believe.
All right.
And that opens the mic of the phone so that you can hear things around you while you're playing music.
Yeah.
You know, a bit like I'm doing now, I'm monitoring, and I can hear everything around me through the headphones.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another way of doing it. But these are really good headphones. I really like the sound. I don't know about you, Ange, but...
They are good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. My listening to that podcast.
Just makes me curious how good the other ones are, you know, the more expensive ones.
Well, I think they're going to be heavier, possibly.
Yeah, yeah.
More bass. One of them's got deeper bass, I think.
Deeper bass, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
But I thought these are the lightest. I don't want...
These go down to 20 hertz, 20 kilohertz. So they're the average depth of headphones, of these size of headphones. But the more expensive ones go up to 16 hertz, down to 16 hertz.
I don't think we said, so the cut, it fits over on your ear. So yeah,
yeah, they're kind of, well, they, I suppose they're on ear, aren't they? So they fit
on. They call them on ear.
I think they're on ear, yeah.
And it does block, as I say.
Yeah, it does block sound. It blocks a lot of sound.
If you don't like headphones like that, don't do it.
So yeah, that's the Marshall Major 2 or Major II headphones. And again, probably based on Major Tom. You know, I think they're basing all their names on musical things.
Yeah, they...
You see what I mean?
I actually don't know.
I don't, but I'm guessing. Because, you know, of all this...
Well, I don't know what the speakers... What about that Acton speaker?
Acton. I don't know what Acton is. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the other thing, for those who remember, I had the Marshall London phone, they're the same company. The top of the headphones, the band, has all that nice feely stuff like... Feels like a Marshall amplifier.
Yeah, they feel quality, don't they?
You know,
they're
really nice. Yeah.
They are nice.
Yeah, they are nice. And I'm glad I've got something of Marshall because I thought their phone was... the hardware of the phone was quality. The feel of the phone was quality, but the actual hardware was too under spec, really, wasn't it?
And I could certainly sit with them on my head. It must have been an hour and a half I had these things the other day.
Could probably have got away with using my Marshall as a media device. And I did for a while, didn't I?
Yes, the only problem was if you plugged it in the mains,
it was very hard to use.
And talk back. But was its problem.
Ted Salmon of Phone Show Chat fame, hello Ted, he said to me that when you plug it into the mains as well, the keyboard's all over the place. He said you can't use the on-screen keyboard on the mains either. So it's obviously a general bug in touchscreen and mains.
Basically, they want you to use your battery on screen. It's a bit strange.
It's weird. And
it'll become a collector's item, and one day, down the line, it might be worth
I mean, Steve Littrell's got mine.
Yes.
And so...
He's still got yours,
isn't it? Yeah, so it's got a good home. Mm. But I'm glad I got something of Marshall, because they do make quality stuff in terms of sound, and I like their headphones. And we ain't got accessibility to worry about with headphones, have we? You just stick them on your head.
That's right.
You know.
There's no app either, so I haven't got to worry about anything like that.
You know, so, yeah, well recommended pair of headphones, if you like that sort of thing. Right, so we've got no feedback as such.
No.
We've talked about Carla, and we've done the week, really, that was, haven't we, Ange? There's nothing really...
As I say, you've just exhibited. We haven't done.
I went to a private demonstration. One of my customers on Thursday,
yes,
didn't I?
See some things.
Yeah, and another chap came Thursday afternoon.
He bought the things he saw, didn't he?
Yes, indeed, he did.
And someone else came in the afternoon.
David Russell.
He listens.
Hello, David.
Hi, David.
It was great to do the demonstration, and I hope you're getting on well with Cobra and the. The capsis.
And you only had to go to Ware for that, which is about half an hour from
here. Yeah, so we left about nine.
Quite nice. Child's play after the going up to...
He's got a lovely mum. I wanted to take her home with me, you know. Very nice mum. Hello, Olive. I don't know if Olive listens, but David's mum was very nice as well. And I'm sure she'll pass on my best wishes. Yeah, we are. Of course, you know why I liked Olive as well, because she looked after me with coffee and biscuits. That was nice too.
So yeah, she came home, had lunch, and someone else came.
Way to a man's heart and all that, innit?
So Thursday was very busy. So yeah. This week's been busy, really.
This week has been busy.
In work, that was.
Yeah, and you know, it's been good busy as well in terms of, you know, work-wise. So,
yes.
That's it.
Other than that, we've not had any social things, have we?
No.
To talk about. We haven't... we haven't done a podcast since the 4th of... No, we haven't. We went to have a meal to celebrate your mum's birthday, really, wasn't it? The 2nd of October, I should say.
Again, while I remember, I shall be on the phone show chat podcast this week. I know sighted people like to hear about accessibility. I was surprised at that, but it's great.
They like you because you say it as you see it.
I say it as I see
You're
it.
You're controversial sometimes, yeah. Aren't you? And they like that. I think people do like that.
They do, yeah. And I will be, among other things on there, I'll be demonstrating Be My Eyes, the Android version of Be My Eyes. It's been around for a while on iOS, but if you don't hear it, don't worry, because probably I'll put the demo, which is only about a minute long, on a future podcast, because I could do that.
Yeah, you could. So, this is your demo.
It's my demo.
See why you couldn't do
I can
that.
Do that, yeah. But I'll let Phone Show Chat have the privilege of airing it first. That's only fair, isn't it?
Because
they wanted me on the podcast, and that's very kind of Steve and Ted and people like that, and all the PSC team. I do like that podcast. So we'll let you hear it on the Phone Show Chat first, and then in a couple of weeks maybe I'll stick the demo on there. Although it's only a demo of a call and getting them to identify a bottle of beer, but it's very good. If you don't know what Be My Eyes is, it might be worth playing it, mightn't it?
Yes.
Because, it worked pretty well. And it was quick as well. It was very quick. You identified my bottle of beer very quick. So have a listen to the Phone Show Chat if you do listen, and you'll hear me on there probably being controversial. Because I like being controversial.
I don't listen to that show, by the way, folks. No. Because I've got enough shows.
I understand.
So many podcasts. And that's a long one.
But it's one that I like. Yes. I get
it's
all...
It's probably one I'd go for if I hadn't got something else.
A lot of tech news, but it's kind of personal opinion about phone as opposed to news. Mm. And although I don't always agree with Steve's reviews, I do respect his opinion because he's been around smartphones for a long time. And in the Symbian days, same as me, really.
Yes.
So, so...
I remember the phone show from ages ago. That's a video show, if you don't know.
Yeah, so... hello, Steve. Hello, Ted, if you listen. I'm sure you don't, but if you do, hello. And I very much look forward to being on that show tonight, too.
Yeah. Yes, you've got a busy day.
So you? I think other than that, our little bit of fun,
first I was going to say... We usually give them tech news that we know about. The Pixel 2 is out, isn't it?
Yeah, the Pixel 2 and the Pixel 2 XL. The Pixel 2 is made by HTC and the XL is made by LG. And me, if I was going to choose one, I'd have to go for the small one because I prefer HTC's hardware. Mm. But neither of them have got a DAC in them, a decent audio DAC.
No,
so, you know, they're a bit... They're a bit meh, to be honest.
Google are bringing out their Google Mini and their Google Max.
These home devices,
home,
really. Yeah.
And Sonos, on the same day as the Pixels, they brought out the Sonos One.
Yeah. And that's another demo waiting to happen because we've got Sonos now linked to the Amazon Echo, haven't we?
The Sonos One is a new speaker with this A.
With it built in.
built
in. Yes. But you can control all of your other Sonos devices with Alexa.
At the moment, it's just for beta, a public beta.
Public
it?
Beta, so anyone can join it.
Yes.
And I've got it working.
And we've tested that.
Took me a bit to get it working. If I can find it, I'll post a blog post that got me on the right track.
Yeah, Sonos missed a step, didn't
but, they? But Sonos missed a step on their homepage about it.
Yes.
Naughty. But you have to do auto-discovery in the app, things like that. So that's...
Easily done, I suppose, to miss a step. Yeah. I think you know what you're doing.
So, Google had their event last week, not this week.
Yes.
and they announced all their
stuff. The 4th of October.
I want to know more about Google Clips as well, which is their body cameras.
And what have they bought that you want?
The bug.
The Pixel
bugs. Yeah, they're earbuds, if you like. Bluetooth earbuds. But they're called the Pixel bugs. So, yes.
And so my nickname for you now is my little Pixel bug, isn't it?
That's it. Something like that. Yeah.
I don't know why, but it just sounds good, you know.
Mm. Yeah. I've been called many things. Anyway, I think other than we're going to take you all up in the bedroom in a minute. Other than that, I think that's about it, isn't it?
Yes.
So let's just go for a walk. Let's pick up all my stuff here. And we'll leave this on live. And we'll
you
walk.
Hear what you're doing with those headphones?
I can, because the mic's open. So I can hear.
That's
can
true, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
True, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so we're just walking up the stairs at the moment.
Yeah.
And
not that you don't actually need me, do
we
you?
We talked. No, but we're gonna do this here thing together.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but
so you might as well come with me.
I might as well. So now I've walked up here, I might as well keep coming.
We're in the bedroom, and we're by my side of the bed, and we're. In fact, I'm sitting on the bed now, and we have Google Home on the bedside cabinet here.
And we've demoed this before.
We've demoed Google Home before.
Not this bit.
No, we haven't demonstrated our little lady here, giving us a song. It's fun. If you try and ask Siri to sing a song, you don't get any singing at all. Usually it says you can't do it or something boring like that. But we're going to ask Google Home a couple of times or a few times to sing songs to see if she'll sing different songs and see what happens. Okay, Google, sing a song.
Here's a little number I thought I'd sing. What is it about? How long's a piece of string? It's about how much I love to help you. So just let me know what I can do.
Yes. And I didn't think she'd respond because I said it okay instead of hey, but she did. So that was good. Hey, Google, sing us a song.
I'm afraid I'm not sure how to help.
Ah, that was weird.
She said sing us a song.
Yeah. Okay, Google, sing a song.
I hope you like my little tune. And I wonder, do you like the bassoon?
I wonder if she'll sing my favourite one, Angie.
Yeah,
what do you think? Hey, Google, sing a song.
Oh, okay. I'm singing a song. I'm your assistant and I'm singing. La, 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 la.
Well, that was your favourite.
That was my favourite. I love that song.
I do. I like the piano in there.
There's another one that she sings, but I don't think I can get her to sing it. Hey, Google, sing a song.
Oh, my darling friend of mine. I'd have to search the web forever to find a heart as sweet as thine.
She did. That was the one I wanted to sing. So I think she sang all of them now, the regular songs that she sings.
But ask her to do Happy Birthday.
Okay, I'll do that. Hey, Google, sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday from Google. Happy birthday to you.
And now I know, actually, I've never listened carefully before, but now I know it's the real lady as opposed to a synth, because you can hear her breathing, can't you?
Oh, it's yes.
It's so her. It's the real Google lady, isn't it?
Mm.
But I love the expression in her voice.
Yeah.
As we demonstrated before playing the crystal ball game, didn't we?
Yes.
Closer, you know, and all that. I love the expression in her voice. So there we are. That was the other thing we were going to demonstrate. So we've gone through her little repertoire. So I think that's probably a good time to wrap it up, isn't it?
I think so.
Isn't it, really?
Yes.
Except to say, don't forget, you can contact us, ourplace@comproom.co.uk. Go to www.ourplace-podcast.info. That's www.ourplace-podcast.info to find out more about the podcast and, of course, to hear the episodes and download them. And, of course, if you want to donate any amount, large or small, go to www.paypal.me/ourplacepodcast, all one word. And we would be delighted. That's just to keep server bandwidth up and running and things like that. Anyway, hope you've all enjoyed it. I think that'll do it for this week because I'm getting croaky.
Yes.
I'll say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And we'll see you next time.